Toute les madames traitent de l'islam d'Awad. Any else says that you should know Shasi Puri Maisis, Mi Sadiqim, stories about Sadiqim, Hainu Mima Sha'id Elohim, stories that happened about Sadiqim, Udova Godel Miyad, very great Indian. The Ayadezer Nitar Machshaftai, by telling these stories about Sadiqim, says Machshava becomes purified. Avol Yefshila Sape Maisis Shal Sadiqim, Maisis cannot be told, Ki Im Mi Shayochel, Be Hadmais Atzmei Lashem Yisborach. Only except by one person who can compare himself, who can be like and emulate and copy Hashem, Kaviyachal. Hainu Sheyochel Lehavdil Ben Oyel V'Cheshech, Kamoy Hashem Yisporach Kaviyachal. It can be mavdil, separate between light and darkness, like Hashem did. Light and darkness means between good and bad, between Tov and Dark. Ki Keneged Kol Maisa Shel Tzadik Yesh Keneged Oida. Because just like there's a difference between light and dark, between good and bad, so also there's a difference between Maisa and Tzadikim. Just like there's a Maisa and Tzadik that is good, there is also corresponding to it against it, there is one that is bad. The Hainu, meaning, Sheyesh Kenegdei Maisa Shel Nishoim. There are stories about Nishoim too that are wonderful stories, yet they're about Nishoim. But they are bad. Shegam Lahem Ida Kiyetzi Bezer. Also to them there happen these same unusual incidents, like happened to great Tzadikim. Shegam Lamashal Shemotzinu Shepinchas Osa Dova Godel Shepodach Bi'aveh. We find that the Zayde Kodesh, Pinchas did something very great, that he flew in the air. Against this we find too that the Maisa of Bilam, who also flew in the air. So too, there's different cases where we find similarities between Sadiqim and Havdil Rishon, who did the same types of things. Because there's always a Zah that's similar to the type, that corresponds to the type. But you have to have one who can understand the difference. Tell the difference. You need one who can recognize, to separate between light and darkness. A person like that knows the great difference, the separation between Maisis of Tzadikim to Maisis of Rishon. Because this one of Basidikim is the Tzadik Dusha that comes, that the Tzadik does these nisim, these miracles, through his Tefillah. Vashikosu Belisha Hanavi, Sapra Noli Hagdolos. The Melech said to Gehazi, tell me about the great things that Elisha did. And Elisha the Ovid, Elisha did these things with Achmed the Ovid, he did it with Tefillah. The Melech Hagdolos means Tefillah. The word Godel Lachal means through Tefillah. Hainu Sheosu Hanisim Ayidei Tefillah. Elisha did the nisim through Tefillah. That's the Maisa of Sadiqim. The Maisa of Shoshoim, Hema Yadei Tachbulois, by Kishuf, by Dover Achim, is it Achra. The Maisa of Shoshoim who perform miracles too, are done through Tachbulois, through tricks, or through magic, or something else that pertains to Siddur Achra. Connections with the Tumor, Malachi Chavola. Nimtso Sheikir, Hefesh Yadei, Rakzesh Yadei, Lahabu Ben Erla Cheshach. Haino Ben Nalatayv. The main difference to recognize between the Maisa of Sadiqah and Maisa of Rishon can be recognized only by one who knows the difference between light and darkness, between good and bad. Gami she'ein lo zeh hadas lihavdil. Even in the case of a person who does not have the das, a great knowledge to be able to recognize between good and bad, avol yesh lo emunah shleimu. But he does have solid faith. Emunah shleimu she'ma'amin ha'hevdil she'yesh b'neihem kanal. He believes completely that there is a difference between these two. That although it seems, it appears that the Rishonim did the same things, but he believes the Munash Tzadik did a Bikdusha on the Rishonim, no matter what miracle he did, was all Tumah. He also can tell the stories of Sadiqim. He also has the power of telling them, even though he doesn't have the knowledge to separate between good and bad, but he has the Emunah. But in this case, though, the Emunah must be a complete, solid, and clear Emunah. Clear meaning, that the thing which he believes in should be so perfect in Emunah as though he actually sees it with his eyes. The Emunah should be sosum v'galya. Sosum means that it's completely hidden from him. He doesn't understand it at all, and yet galya is revealed to him as much as though he would see it revealed with his own eyes. That's how the Emunah has to be. That's my dragon, sosum v'galya. Hidden, and yet open because he believes it as though he actually saw it. This is brought in the Medrash, le'havdil ben ha'oid ben ha'cheshech. Medrash says, separating, Oidon Cheshos, and Medrash is Befedish, Eilu Ma'aseyim Shal Tzadikim. The Oid is Eilu Ma'aseyim Shal Tzadikim. Light means the Meses of Shal Tzadikim. And the Cheshach, Eilu Ma'aseyim Shal Tzadikim. And the Cheshach, the Medrash, means the deeds of the Shon. And use the word Meses. Eilu Shal Meses Shal Tzadikim, Heim Bechina Asoid. The stories about Tzadikim are Bechina of Oid light. The opposite, Meses of Neshoim are Bechina of Cheshach. Misha Yochel Ahavdol Ben Oil Cheshach Yochel Asap and Meisi Yeshel Tzadikim Kana. One who can tell differently in Oil Cheshach, he can tell these stories. Through telling these stories, Amela his Mayach, his Machshava is purified. Gamitzel Mitzoris, he's also saved from Tzoris. If he has a Tadas and Machshava, so Amela he is saved from Tzoris. Gidubu Hadas or Bechinas Mechem the Katnas. Because when a person's mind is not clear, it's confused, Dubu Hadas, it's called the Bechina of Mechem the Katnas, small mind. Mizer boy in Tzoris, and from this, Dubu Hadas comes Tzoris. Ki Mechem the Katnas and Bechinas Dinim. Dubu Yadua, that Mechem the Katnas is a Bechina of Dinim. All Dinim come from Mechem the Katnas. By Katnas, there's Chesed. By Katnas, there is Gevudas, there's Dinim. As a Puri Meisi Yishol Tzadikim, Hein Bechinas Mechem the Gadlus. When the Meisi Yishol are Bechina of Mechem the Gadlus, Kamei Shikos of Sapra and Aliyah Sa Gedolos. Tell me about the Gedolos of Elisha, that's Puri Meisi Yishol Tzadikim, that's Gedolos. Gedolos means Mechem the Gadlus. Bechina of Samoel HaGodol. Bechina of Moel HaGodol is a Bechina of Chesed, Gadlus HaMechem. Why they say, Metahe Machshavte, Machshove Yisroi, Shehem Nimshochem in Mechem the Gadlus. By telling Meisi Yishol Tzadikim, say Yizrecha to Gadlus, which is Mechem the Gadlus, where he purifies his machshava from these bad thoughts, which are nimshach mechem the katnas. By neizeh mamte katzores v'hadinim shekulam heim b'chinas mechem the katnas kanal. By purifying his mind from these bad thoughts, which come from mechem the katnas, maybe he gets rid of them. So he's mamte katzores and dinim. They come from b'chinas mechem the katnas. Maybe by talas machshava, automatically he's freed from these tzores that come from dinim. Gam tzorech leida eich l'saper ha'maisa. Also, a person has to know how to tell the maisa. Bechol Maisa Yesh Tzimtzum. Every Maisa there's a Tzimtzum, there are limits to it. Gam Kishereitze L'tayeh Machshavtai Ayilei Sipa HaMaisa Shal HaTzadik. He wants to purify his Machshava through these telling of the story of the Tzadik. Nimtza Shanaase Esle MiHaMaisa O MiHaSipa Shehudibur Naase Esle Machshava. Mela by telling the story. So from this Maisa and Sipur, which is Dibur, now that it comes to him, Machshava. That's meant by purifying the Machshava. By telling them, I said, no, he gets his machshava, this oil, this light, this purifies his machshava. Surely he has to have the tzaddik about whom he's telling this story should be greater than himself. The maises of that tzaddik should be to him machshava. Whatever is a higher madrega is considered machshava. Okay, machshava is enough chachma, which is a higher madrega of dibur. Okay, instead of later he milas sape v'ech l'sape. Therefore, he has to know about whom to tell, meaning about a greater tzaddik, and also how to tell the story, because every story has a bechinas tzimtzum. Yazai nita machshavtei, and then through the telling of the story, says machshava becomes pure. Yochala lois el oilam hamachshava, shezeh nikra aliyas ha'olamis. He can go up to the oilam hamachshava. Through the Tadas and Machshava, the middle of his Machshava goes up to the Elam Machshava, which is a much higher Madrega, that means Tadas and Machshava. And then it's called the Aliyas HaElamis. The Elamis go up, meaning that there's a Tikkun, a Hamtokas HaDinim. So when there's Chazashon Dinim, that means a Yidida HaElamis. Elamis are brought down. Shvidas came in the beginning through Dinim, so all Elamis have Yidida. When there's a Tadas and Machshava, when there's an Aliyah, it means the Elamis now have a Tikkun, they go up. Because the Machshava is a very high Inyan. The person who wants to go to the Inyan of Machshava, that's the Mokad of Machshava, he has to have Shtika. So he has to be silent. Even if at this time he wants to go to the Inyan of Machshava, to the Mokad of Machshava, he would speak that even the best type of words, he's Matzah the Machshava. Machshava is so high in Inyan, she'afilu dibur hogin mafsida. Even a dibur hogin, even a word that is good, no matter how good it is, it's mafsid, this Inyan, a machshava. Zebechina shtoik kach olah b'machshava. Shtoik, there has to be shtika in order to be olah b'machshava. She'lala, it's olah b'machshava, tzorach the shtoik, to go to machshava, he has to dafka be silent. At times, even Shtika alone is one half, even if he's silent, he doesn't speak at all, and calls a yesh bilbulish and a babble and a machshava minute I saw. Still there are bilbulish and a machshava. But in the machshava itself, that will stop the machshava from going up. In order to have the machshava go up, even after Shtika, there should be no mani in the machshava itself, you have to have a very pure machshava where there's no bilbul. How does a person get the tatas of machshava? Is that either Sipuri Maishis canal? Sipuri Maishis Sadiqim, with this he's mitired his machshava, because he brings it up telling you about the Gedalus, they can bring the Merchant, the Merchant, the Gadlus, that's tatas of machshava, and mainly he has a tatas of machshava, so mainly he can go to the Eva machshava. This goes to Zeh. How is a person Zechot to this? Yuchal Yahadmus, Eva Yisporah, Yahadu Ben Eva Cheshach canal? They should be able to become like Hashem, to be able to separate and tell the difference in Oyd and Cheshach. Voyvei Hashkocha. Through Hashkocha. Einosh Yetzei Mitivius. He should go out from the Chiyuv of Teva. That there should be no such thing as Teva to him, that everything, every Prat, is through Hashkocha. Hashkocha Prat is in every step. She said, Bechinas Kvalius HaKdusha. Kvalius HaKdusha is through Hashkocha Prat. This a person can be zechut to go out of Tivyos, that everything that happens should be through Hashkocha. A person can be zechut to this through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael who call Yis HaKdusha, Yishu B'chol HaKdushas. Eretz Yisrael is the klal of all the Kdushas that exist, Kishon, Kola, Esa, Kdushas. So there's the Mishnah says in Kedem, there are only 10 Madregas of Kedusha. Alkei Nenu B'Eretz Yisrael, Tomid, Enei Hashem Lekecha Bo. There is an Eretz Yisrael that always the eyes of Hashem are there, meaning that there is the Hashkochas Hashem. Yishom hu rak Hashkocha. Tomit, there is always Hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael. Shechinat Hashkifo m'mayim kodshecha. Hashkifo, there is always the Hashkocha from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. Haynu, Yishin Eretz Yisrael, Hashvesu l'hadmes atzmi l'Hashem. It's one canal, shivisi Hashem. And I want to be shoveh l'Hashem, I want to be like Hashem. As I will make these so mid, and the chinas Eretz Yisrael, I must have this tomid in Hashem lekecha bo. I have to have the chinas Eretz Yisrael to be able to become like Hashem to understand better elachesha. Because of the medish ain tomid Eretz Yisrael. It's the meaning of make these so mid. What is tomid? Tomid Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer tomid in Hashem lekecha bo. So mele through the chinas Eretz Yisrael, a person can be zeche to be like Hashem to be magdal ben elachesha. When a person is zeche to that, then he is able to tell us put the message of Sadiqah. When he can tell us to put the message of Sadiqah in the mail, he can be Zechah to have Talas and Machshava. With Talas and Machshava, he can be Zechah to be Ola and Ola Machshava. With that, he may be Zechah to be Mamtik the Dinan. And as I said, Vadai, you should know, yes, Shem, there is a Shem Kodesh, Shekeshed Eitzim La, says Melech, when they want to make a Melech to appoint a king, Mishtamshin Bozeh Hashem. So they use this Shem Kodesh. And this is the one that's used to mumble to crown kings. Hashem hu kuf mem hei. Hashem is kuf mem hei, which is one of the iron based shemis. Hashetavis hashkifo mem oin kachecha. Hashkifo mem oin kachecha, that means that there's hashkocha mimala to appoint a king. Ze bechinas mahade malchin u mehoke malchin. Mahade means that there's hashkocha to take away kings, take them off their rule. Mokim to set up kings. Okay, Malchim, they appoint kings. Mokim is the Osiris Kuf Memhei. The Shem Kuf Memhei is the Shem which appoints kings. This the Pabrez Lachman says also, HaMamlech Melochim, the Osiris HaMamlech, the word HaMamlech Melochim is Begimatia Kuf Memhei. HaMamlech, that Shem is Mamlech Melochim. Begimatia Kuf Memhei.
Not Omda, it says the word Koma, exactly the Shem Kuf Mem Hei, which is the Simon. Chalem was a Simon, he's going to become a king. It's a Mamlech Malach, that through this Shem Koma, Hamel Yesef became later on appointed as the Sheni Lamelach. This is the Shem that appoints kings. Baruch Hashem.